Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for hanging out here with me on this Friday afternoon, this Friday evening, wherever you might be. Shout out to much love to everybody listening all over North America. You could be in Toronto, Canada, home of the Blue Jays. You could be in Philadelphia. Damn it, I saw what happened to them Phillies. Not good. Season over. I saw what happened to them Eagles. A.J. Brown ticked off. Shout outs to people listening in Los Angeles. Dodgers look like they're just ready to try to win another World Series. You could be in Seattle right now. Well, I know you're waiting on the Mariners. Yeah, we're minutes away from the Mariners. Tigers. Game 5 to decide who moves on to take on the Blue Jays in the American League Championship Series. We've discussed a lot. We got into football and baseball. And damn it, now we're going to get into some basketball for a minute. And then we're going to get into some more football. Okay? We already had a great chat. Thank you so much to Lindsay Rhodes for joining us from Sumer Sports. In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a chat as well with John McMullen. He's going to join us from Sports Illustrated. We're going to talk about them Eagles, all right? I'll leave the Phillies alone this time, but we're going to talk about the Eagles and even A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown has a response to the fact that he was saying that there was no offensive meeting. And so the Eagles look like a crap show. Now we'll get John's thoughts on them in about 20 minutes. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 375, and a smart speaker, if you have one, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can call up here, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You use the internet, you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. What a day, what a day. We got into all these NFL matchups. I can't believe that there's so many injuries. We'll talk about, I'll give you an update on the NFL injuries in a second this week. Maybe if you want to put some money down, you want to get some coin, then maybe I can give you a little bit of help. I'll give you an update on what's going on. But let me get this out of here first of all. The guy in the NBA who's selling Hennessy right now. Yeah, the guy who said that he had a decision to make, LeBron James. Kind of duped everybody and just said his next decision is Hennessy VSOP. Good for him. Good for Hennessy. They're getting a lot of attention, including right now. LeBron James apparently is going to miss the next, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks. All right. Why? Sciatica. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Sciatica. No, it's not a bad knee. It's not a bad foot. It's not a hip. LeBron James is 40 years old. He's turning 41 around the holidays in December, right before New Year's. LeBron James is dealing with sciatica. Yeah, you heard it. Something that a lot of people can relate to. And it really doesn't matter if you play basketball. Botcher, I know this is a stupid question. I think I know the answer. You've never had an issue with sciatica, have you?
No. I've had nerve, like, pinches sometimes, but not sciatica, not full-blown.
Ooh. Could you imagine that nerve hitting your back, traveling down your leg and ass, and feeling that in the leg? You can imagine what that feels like, though, right?
Yeah, I can imagine it. And doesn't it last? Well, you see with LeBron, it's lasting for a while.
Well, the thing, I mean, these type of things, you never know, right? Like, it's here today, and you, come on now. I've heard the fact that LeBron James stretches like a madman, which is probably one of the reasons that he's still out here going at almost 41 years old. We know that he takes great care of his body. And I've never heard of LeBron having sciatica. Can he move? Is he limping around? I don't know. I mean, could he play a basketball game if he needed to? I'm sure he could. But is it necessary when you're 40 years old? Okay, today is October 10th. The Lakers open up their season on October 21st against the Golden State Warriors. Is LeBron going to be there? Probably not. I mean, and if you're 40 years old and you're LeBron, why are you pushing it? Like, you pushing this for what? It's October. You want to make it through the season. It's not a good kind of showing that you just went through the entire offseason and you're already kind of hurt. But at least, I guess, it's sciatica. At least it's not some larger or bigger issue. Shams Charania was on ESPN earlier today, and he kind of detailed when LeBron literally had a pain in the ass in his leg and his back.
Like, my understanding is this injury for LeBron, this nerve issue, first occurred in late July, early August during an on-court workout. So it's now 2.5 months and counting that he's had to deal with it and manage it. So even before the Lakers media day on September 29th and the start of training camp, I'm told LeBron James had not done much basketball for well over a month prior to that. So it hasn't been a normal routine summer for him. He's a creature of habit. We know that, the way he maintains his body. So for him to be out to start the season and miss his first ever opening night, it shows an admission by him and the Lakers that he needs more time to ramp up, get into basketball shape, get into the right basketball conditioning that he is accustomed to. He's not there yet.
Oh, my God. Botcha, July, August? What are we doing? It's October.
Yeah, I told you that it hurts. If it doesn't go away right away with the, I guess, PT and stretching, you're done.
You can't do, how do you stimulate a nerve? You got to give him a shot.
Well, I think the first, before they just do shots, I think it's like there's a stretching, there's a nerve ending. You got to like roll it out. But I don't think, July to now, that's 3 months basically. I think LeBron's got to have like a cortisone shot or something to help that.
Right. It's PT. I've never had it. I know plenty of people who've dealt with sciatica. I've watched them walk around and be hobbled. It's PT, and it's months of just, you know, getting it stretched out and hoping it heals and just kind of keeping it moving, man. It's tough. It stinks. I mean, he's 40 years old. I mean, I've never heard of an NBA player, and I'm pretty sure they've dealt with a wide variety of ailments. But I've never heard of a guy, hey, I'm out. Why? What's wrong? I got sciatica. You know, I got the nerve in my back, my leg. It hurts. I got to drag my leg around. Good luck to LeBron. All right, J.J. Redick was asked about this. Well, he was asked about LeBron's health and the injury just weeks ago. And J.J. Redick is just like, well, LeBron knows his body. So what do you want from me?
Probably a little bit longer of a ramp up leading into opening night for him. Just obviously in year 23, uncharted territory here. So I felt, and in talking with the performance and talking with Mike and LeBron, like, he probably did too much last year in camp, which was great for me as a first year head coach to get buy-in from him. But it'll be a slower process with him leading into the first game. You know, he's obviously got 22 years so far of wear and tear on the body, and he's dealing with a little bit of nerve irritation in the glute. So just we're playing the long game with LeBron.
Yeah, he's obviously old. You don't got to say, yeah, obviously he's been playing 22 years. He's moving on to year 23. Obviously, he's old as dirt. Nerve irritation in the glute. Okay, that is really a pain in the ass. He could have just said sciatica. That would have made me go, oh, okay. Botch, I don't, what is nerve irritation in the glute? What is that?
You could pull your ass if you had to.
Yeah, you could. You could pull any. It's a big muscle, right?
Yeah. Well, you got two of them, too, technically.
Two asses or two cheeks?
Two muscles, I think.
Oh, two muscles, yeah.
So, okay. Like, you can theoretically have something other than sciatica.
Right.
And maybe they just didn't want to put it out there because they had people looking up and researching that, oh, this thing can last for a little bit.
Right.
Or they just wanted to be like, yeah, he's not practicing, so here's general injury.
Yeah, no cause for alarm, but now it's out there. LeBron James, sciatica. Yeah, welcome to the age of 40, LeBron. Or welcome to almost 41. Good luck to LeBron James. Nobody wants to see LeBron with sciatica. Come on, man. First, it was been his foot for a few years, and now it's his leg and his ass. You're getting these old man injuries. When they start, man, they do not slow down. And so it looks like LeBron James is going to miss the season opener against the Warriors. And then Botch also saw, after his little Hennessy stunt, somebody is suing him now for, what, like $850 for tickets?
Yeah, so remember when I was like, yeah, they bought the game, the last game at Crypto.com Arena?
Yeah, yeah.
And the prices jumped. I guess this person who bought the tickets were very angry that it was a Hennessy ad and not him retiring. So they're suing him only for the prices he paid for his tickets.
So they're suing LeBron James, who's a billionaire. They're suing LeBron for like $850.
Yes. And that's probably, okay, what, like 2 seconds in his life?
Does this guy have a lawyer who enacted this?
I hope so. I hope this is not like a joke.
So.
I hope it's not a joke. I hope it's someone who's serious.
You hope so. It probably cost, unless this is like Joe Schmo lawyer from under a sewer or something like that, inside the sewer, it's going to cost you more than that to enact a lawsuit. Like, what he's paying for the lawyer is a waste of money and time as well.
But yeah, maybe a lawyer sometimes, you know, like, hey, I can sue LeBron James. Maybe I'll do it for free.
Oh, so this guy wants to tarnish his own reputation by being the lawyer that sues LeBron for $850.
I don't know. People do a lot of things for headlines.
But, okay. Yeah, I mean, well,
I'm trying to research it. I can't find lawyer name.
Well, we got a bunch of lawyers that will chase a lot of things for a check. I don't know if going after LeBron for $850 is worth it. We'll see. That'll probably get thrown out right away. Anyway, speaking of some basketball, and speaking of eBay, I bought a lot of basketball things and shoes there over the years myself. eBay is the home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story. From your favorite vintage band to the dream car you've been searching for, it's all there. eBay, things people love. Pretty sure you can find some LeBron James stuff on eBay. Action figure, hat, I don't know, LeBron's. I guess this is shoe number 23 for LeBron James, I guess. Anyway, hey, good luck to LeBron with his sciatica. Luka Doncic loses weight, and LeBron gets an old man injury. So, I mean, that's just what it is. Speaking of injuries, how about this? We learned officially on the NFL, an MVP in the NFL, like LeBron James, four-time NBA MVP. Lamar Jackson is out again. Okay, we talked about this with Lindsey Rhodes. Lamar is not going to participate for the second consecutive week. They're going to take on the Los Angeles Rams at home. The Rams are probably going to run up in Baltimore, and they're going to take some things, okay? They're going to steal and pillage and just go through their drawers and take everything they got, because nobody expects Cooper Rush to do a damn thing. At least the Ravens got a bye week coming up. Maybe Lamar Jackson can come back and be healthy after that. I know somebody's sick of talking about Lamar Jackson and his health. Well, it's head coach John Harbaugh. He's like, man, I got nothing to say. Leave me alone with the injuries.
Right. Same with all the guys that are dealing with the different injuries. I think it'll be indicative as the week goes along, you know, what their status will be going forward.
Okay, he's just like, I don't want to talk about this. It's like a nightmare for this guy. And meanwhile, you know, earlier in the show, we talked about one of these games I'm really looking forward to. Well, we got San Francisco, and then we have Tampa Bay. Everybody and their mother is out on Tampa Bay. Some of their key players, Mike Evans is out, and it's bad, okay? You got Godwin already out. But then on the other hand, for the 49ers, I mean, they've had people out all year. Brock Purdy still can't play. We got Mac Jones running around on a busted-up leg. And yesterday, Kyle Shanahan, it was asked, well, this guy got a busted-up leg. He's throwing up on the sidelines. He's laying on the grass. And you still going to make him play? This is what Kyle Shanahan told KNBR.
Yeah, he wasn't able today, so he just focused on handoffs and stuff like that. So really trying to rest it up. Should be good to go on Sunday, but definitely wasn't good enough to go today. So hopefully that'll continue to improve.
Handoffs. Okay, handoffs, which means that this guy is going to – they're going to shoot – Boccia, they're going to shoot him up with the good stuff on Sunday, okay?
He will be throwing up on the sideline again.
Yeah, he's going to eat those bananas, and they're going – whatever they're going to pump in him, he's going to go out there and spit it up. Well, one guy that we have no idea who's going to play, Kyler Murray. We learned the other day that he's running around with a foot injury, and if Kyler Murray cannot go out there and play, the NFL will have the luxury – of seeing Jacoby Brissett one more time. Okay, not the 49ers. The Arizona Cardinals will take on the Indianapolis Colts. And Jonathan Gannon, who's always miserable, he talked about what he expects from Jacoby if Kyler can't go.
If Kyler is not able to go, in your experience, what's the key for a backup quarterback to step in and be able to excel in that role?
Have great command and operate well.
Well, at least he sounds in better spirits than he did a couple of days ago, where he just sounded like a complete jerk. A lot of these coaches, the loser coaches, they always sound like jerks. Maybe they need more coffee. Maybe they need less coffee. Maybe they need better wins. I don't know. These NFL coaches have just gotten more miserable over the years. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of miserable, we're going to take a break. Who would have thought that the defending Super Bowl champs would just be miserable? We saw them lose to the New York Giants last night. The Eagles are now on a 2-game losing streak. A.J. Brown is tweeting. He's tweeting some more. They're talking about meetings. What's going on in Philadelphia? What's going on with the Eagles? We'll have that chat and conversation with John McMullen on the other side from SI Fan Nation. You're locked in. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh yeah, we are right here. Week 6 of the NFL season kicked off last night between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants. Unfortunately for the Eagles, they have now lost two consecutive games. So many conversations about the offense, what it is, what it's not, whether or not people are having meetings. It's not all great right now in Philadelphia, even for a team that is now 4-2. To talk about the Eagles, what it's taking place, how they can fix things, what's going on with this squad. Joining us right now is someone who covers the team, Eagles Insider. Catch him on SI Now covering the Eagles. It is John McMullen. John, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Jer.
No, thank you for being here. I guess right out the gate, is A.J. Brown trying to tank this team? What's going on?
No, I think anybody who knows A.J. is, you know, he's very competitive. He's the kind of player that wants to contribute, and when things aren't going well, sort of wears his heart on his sleeve. But, you know, this is three consecutive times, second team All-Pro. I mean, I think he's proven himself. You know, to me, it's more of the sort of narrative around the NFL as a whole, that wide receivers sort of have that, oh, they're divas type thing. And there's a lot of guys you can point to that have been that way. I don't think A.J. Brown's in that category. But he does want to win. And when things don't go the way that they're used to here in Philadelphia, I mean, you know, they went a calendar year without losing a game when Jalen Hurts started and finished the game. They won 18 straight, 20-21. And they lose two games in 5 days. So they're not used to this. And I think, you know, they've sort of learned what the rest of the NFL goes through each and every week. Sometimes you play well, sometimes you play poorly. They built up this standard, and they're struggling. You know, everybody expects to go through adversity in the NFL. Not that everybody handles it well, but it's expected. I think a low-key sort of thing to handle is success. When you're good, when you reach the top of the mountain, how do you sustain it? I think the Eagles are struggling with that right now.
John McMullen is joining us, Eagles Insider. On the heels of the game last night, and just over the past week, we've heard about these meetings that the offense is having. Lane Johnson says, as of last night, that the offense is now predictable. Where's the balance between the run and the pass? What do you think is the overall issue? Are the Eagles paying too much attention to outside noise? What needs to get fixed?
Well, I think the running game, if you look at last year, I think ironically the Eagles have never been a high-volume passing attack. That's not what they do. So they have these games where they can look kind of ugly from a passing perspective. They had them last year against Carolina, Baltimore, even in the playoffs against Green Bay and the Rams. Very low-volume passing games. But what they had was a historic running attack, 2,504 yards from Saquon Barkley, one of the best offensive lines in modern NFL history. And this year, they're averaging 3.4 yards a carry with Saquon. The offensive line is banged up. So the passing game is sort of the same. Sometimes it's okay. Sometimes it's not very good. but they don't have that crutch to lean on, which is the dominant running game. So to me, that's what they have to get going. That's what they have to get back to. And I don't know if they can, because going through the season they went through last year, very physical team, and I think everybody was hyper-focused on how many touches Saquon had last year. I think it took a toll on the offensive line. Lane Johnson's been banged up. Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens. Mekhi Becton's not even here. He's banged up with the Chargers. They played such a physical brand of football. I think it's really affected those guys up front.
Yeah, John McMullen here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Coast to coast, we know that the Philadelphia Eagles are power football, a quarterback, probably one of the strongest in the league. We know about Saquon, the offensive line. We know about their size from last year to this year. You just detailed a lot of their injuries. How do you expect for them to continue on this season in balance? Is that going to be a difficult job for their new OC and Nick Sirianni to do?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's obviously going to be more of a struggle than it turned out to be last season. I think they've also taken a step back through attrition defensively. They played a very poor defensive game. I think there's so much focus on the offense all the time. That's the worst, maybe the worst defensive game of the Vic Fangio era here in Philadelphia against the New York Giants, who were up against it, and really two rookie players dominated them, which is atypical. And also the special teams had a bad night as well. So I think it was sort of a perfect storm against the Giants of poor football. And, you know, the offense is just a part of that. I thought the defense particularly had, as I said, their worst game in a long time.
Well, John, we know that Jalen Carter was standing on the sidelines with that busted up heel. Thank God it wasn't for spitting on anybody this time. You had Quinyon Mitchell, who was out as well. What are your thoughts on their defense, especially now that they're going to rely a lot on younger players?
Yeah, and they did last year. I mean, the way the circumstance of the roster, sort of the business of the NFL, all the offensive players are the ones getting paid because they're veteran guys who are proven, entrenched, and they've gone young on the defensive side of the football. And you lose players like Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell in game. That's very difficult to replace, but, you know, you have to persevere a little bit better. I do expect Jalen Carter to be back after sort of the mini bye, and they're at Minnesota next week. I think he'll play. But Quinyon with a hamstring, that's difficult for a corner. That's usually a multi-week injury. So if he's not back, the Eagles are very light at corner. You see, he leaves the game, and you have to rely on Keely Ringo and Adoree Jackson, and all of a sudden, if you do have a team that can throw the football, there could be some issues there.
When you think about the head coach, Nick Sirianni, I mean, before they won the Super Bowl, people were looking at Nick Sirianni going, is this the guy? Well, now that they've found success, and now that they're also going through a tough time, is Nick Sirianni the type of dude to be able to lead them through this? He's been able to ride some rocky waves, but can he get through this as well?
Well, you have to see. I mean, you know, that's, to me, I think people get, when it comes to coaches in the NFL, people get way too hyper-focused on scheme and things like that. I think the bigger part of it is getting so many people on the same page, moving in the right direction. That's been managing people, for a lack of a better term. That's been the strength of Nick Sirianni. Whether he can come out of it this time, we'll see. I mean, I do think panic meter is raised way too high because of what went on in the past, that 20 of 21 streak. I mean, that's a high standard. This is, as I said, they're still a first-place team.
Yeah.
And they still have, a little bit of a lull in the schedule, at least from the perspective of what they should do. Of course, you know, they should have beat the New York Giants, but they didn't. So You do have to quell some of these issues, and you see guys talking about the offense and Lane Johnson, you know, and people played up, you know, him saying some of the things he did, and Saquon said the exact opposite, which was, hey, everybody knew what we were doing last year, and they couldn't stop us. So I think it's always about execution in the NFL. And as I said, people get too caught up in scheme and things like that. Remember the Jimmy Johnson Cowboys? They had three rushing plays, and they said, hey, stop it if you can, and nobody could. So if you execute in this league, that's how you win football games. And right now the Eagles are struggling from that perspective.
Yeah, well, only six games into the season. John, what are your thoughts on the Eagles overall? They're going to be out there at the end competing for another Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're one of five or six legitimate Super Bowl contenders. I still think they're in that small group. So anytime you're in that group, I think it's a positive thing. And if things go right, a lot of things can go wrong. You know, this league's about attrition, number one. So you saw this sort of being without Jalen Carter, how that impacted you. Being without Quinyon Mitchell, how that impacted you. So I don't think they're as deep as they typically have been in this run. Lost a lot of players, particularly defensively, the Milton Williamses, the Josh Sweat, the Slays. Isaiah Rogers is having a great year. They lost a lot of talented people, and that depth, is you can see, is taking a hit.
Yeah, we'll see. I expect things to kind of come forward. I feel, and you're in Philadelphia, and I was just there a couple of weeks ago. I mean, this is even before they hit the two-game losing streak. People were finding things to pick apart for a team that was winning and just won the Super Bowl. Are the fans in Philadelphia ever happy, John?
No. Never. And it was a tough couple days for them because the Phillies obviously got eliminated in Major League Baseball, and they lose to the New York Giants in the same night. So, yeah, they've gotten a little spoiled when it comes to the Eagles and having the run they went on. They're not happy. This is a fan base. This is a very passionate fan base, and you know they will get booed if they play a bad half, even coming off the Super Bowl. It's what have you done for me today? Not even lately. Today.
Yeah. Well, wild stuff. Hey, John, I appreciate you for coming through and sharing your expertise. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work.
You can find me at on SI at SI.com/NFL/Eagles. I got my own show, Birds 365, streaming every day, every morning, 8 to 10. You can check that out on YouTube as well.
Hey, John, we appreciate the time, and I think you'll have a lot of things to cover as the season goes on, okay? Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
All the time. That John McMullen, Eagles insider, he's going to be busy. And if you think about A.J. Brown, I mean, he went on social media already, tried to clarify what he said. And is there really any clarifying it? He said, just to clear this up, that wasn't a meeting or a sit down. I said, I don't recall, because it got painted like there was tension and Sirianni had to step in and Saquon had to step in. That's not true. I was walking to my car, saw them, and stopped to talk. Nothing more. Sounds like a meeting to me. Botch, is that not a meeting?
If it's a private talking between, I guess, two or more people, yeah, it's a meeting. Even though it's not a team meeting and it's outside the facility, it's still a meeting between you guys.
That's funny. He said that wasn't a meeting or a sit down. I was walking to my car, saw them, and stopped to talk. Nothing more. It sounds like a meeting to me. People have meetings every day, all day. Had a meeting. Okay. You don't have to have minutes, you know, sit in an office to have a meeting. So they're going through it down right now. I think the Eagles will ultimately be okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. There's so much going on right now in the world of sports. We have Detroit. We have Seattle underway in game five of the divisional round, trying to get forward, trying to move forward to the ALCS. To get an update on that and so much more, it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you oh so much. And I know he's going to be real busy all season long. Thank you to John McMullen for joining us. Eagles insider coming through to talk about this team that is just, they're not happy. And I guess this is one thing about life. Even when you're up, there's going to be downs. Even when you're coming off and up, there's going to be downs. There's nothing in life that's a straight line. That's why life is a microcosm of sports, or sports is a microcosm of life, I should say. Nobody wins all the damn time. And so even the Eagles, they're going through a little bit of it right now. Speaking of going through a little bit of it, we know we got a game five going on in Seattle, Washington right now between the Detroit Tigers and the Mariners. The winner advances to the American League Championship Series to take on the Toronto Blue Jays. As it stands right now, Seattle leads Detroit 1-0. Okay, we had Garver hit a sacrifice fly, Naylor scored, and so Tarek Skubal, well, he's been touched. I mean, so far in this game at this point, Skubal, 2 innings pitched, 4 strikeouts, 1 earned run. He's thrown 36 pitches. It's the top of the third. Seattle leads Detroit 1-0. Let's see if Detroit can answer back, put some runs up on the board. This might be the only run that Skubal gives up. So we'll keep you up to date on this game as we continue on. It's probably likely going to finish, maybe about 30 minutes by the time we are out of here. So we'll keep you up to date on that one. We talked about some of the injuries in the NFL. I do want to give you an update on an injury
on the college football scene. We know that tomorrow is a big old game. We got the Red River rivalry. We got the Texas Longhorns. We got the Oklahoma Sooners. We got Arch Manning. But will we see John Mateer? We know that this dude went ahead and broke his hand against Auburn last month. And I guess if there is any positivity in seeing him out there in this big old rivalry game, he's listed as probable. I mean, it was just a couple of days ago that he was listed as questionable. And so will we see Mateer? I mean, before he went down, he was looked upon as one of these quarterbacks that was going to be a Heisman finalist once the season got underway. You had to start replacing Arch Manning behind that crap offensive line. And so are we going to see him out there? Probably. Brett Venables gave an update a couple days ago, but now it looks like he's going to give it a go.
John is doing no good on good work. So is Michael and Witt right now.
Okay.
So if something changes, I'll let you know.
How have you seen, I guess?
But I think if you're going to play, you got to do good on good, right?
Right.
Throw some Skelly, hand the ball off, you know, play on third downs.
Well, that was 3 days ago. He went from questionable to probable. Apparently, the Sooners have also been practicing inside, away from the prying eyes of anybody. Botch, are they going to throw Mateer out there, right?
Yes. I don't think he, even as your quarterback, Mateer, you want to play in this game. You want to prove that you can beat what was the number one team in the country. It's just, these are one of the things that you can't, like Mac Jones said, if you're able to play, you'll play. I know it's college, a little different, but you want to be out there.
Yeah, you want to be out there. And this is a rivalry game. This is one of the biggest rivalries in college sports. It's one of the biggest rivalries in football. To not be out there for that game, the guy's going to have a broken hand. His hand is healing. You want to bet that he's going to try to protect it the best way possible, but he's going to go out there unless he just absolutely stinks. And I hate to use this transition. Arch Manning. We know that Arch has been, he's been stinking the place up for the most part, playing behind that crap offensive line. I know there was so much talk about him being a Heisman candidate and going number one in the draft next year. He ain't going nowhere. Maybe Granddaddy was right in saying that Arch Manning is going to sit around for a couple years in college. Okay, the last time we saw Arch on the football field last week, they were taking on the Gators, and guess what? Another loss. Okay, Arch, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's running for his life, but he shows glimpses that he can be the guy when he's not just kind of jittery. Okay, his own coach, Sark, he talked about what he found out about Arch Manning. Well, at least we'll get Arch versus Mateer, I hope.
I found out he's a tough dude. He fought his ass off Saturday, and those were not ideal conditions for a quarterback to perform under. Is there a couple throws I'm sure he'd love to have back, of course, but he stood in there and he showed a lot of contact courage, taking hits, delivering the ball. There were some really impressive throws in there, and he battled until the very end. And so I think he learned a lot about himself as much as we learned about him, you know, that this guy's got a lot of courage. He's got a lot of toughness. I think he gained a lot of respect from his teammates Saturday, which is a great thing. Does he need to play a little better? Sure. Do we need to play better around him? No question, you know. And so that's the goal for us on that front.
Yeah, but this is the part that sucks. It's one thing to go from Florida. It's another thing now to take on the best defense in the country, and that belongs to the Sooners. Okay, they're only allowing 193 yards a game. That's the best in the country. Okay, they're allowing 8.3 points through the first 5 games. Like, this is going to be a tough one for Arch, and Sark knows it. The Sooners defense is crazy.
We got week 2 in the SEC, and it happens to be the All-State Red River rivalry against a very good Oklahoma team, a fantastic defensive team. Coach Venables, you can see, you know, his footprint, his handprint all over this defense now in year 3. He's recruited the players that fit his style. They're very active up front, very athletic group. multitude of pressures, multitude of coverages. I think they lead the SEC in about everything. First in scoring defense, first in passing yards allowed, first in total first down defense, first in pass efficiency defense, first in net punt, second in rushing defense, fifth in passing offense. So you can go down the line about how great they're playing on defense right now. So we've got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, Texas has a good defense too. That's basically what's keeping them alive. I mean, because you can't rely on that offense at this point in time. Botcher, what are we looking at? A 20-something, 14 game? This is going to be not a pretty one.
Yeah, it'll be like week one, Ohio State, Texas. I think there'll be maybe a combined 40 points scored, and that's even hoping for a lot.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that that's a little bit generous on the point total right there. Yeah, I don't know. How many touchdowns are you giving Texas? How many points are you giving Texas? No more than 20, right? 21 max.
No more than 20. I'd say 12.
Oh my God.
Maybe 17.
What are the odds that Arch Manning leaves this game looking like Mac Jones?
Good Mac Jones in college, or like?
No. Not Alabama Mac Jones.
Or like throwing up on the sideline.
I'm talking about broke leg, stumbling, bumbling Mac Jones of this week, last week.
15%. I think he's going to be fine.
Oh, well, at least Arch can move, right? Mac, well, yeah, he can move better than Mac can, so. Oh, we'll see how that one goes. Well, I'm looking forward to this one. And then, of course, we got Indiana and Oregon. We got two dudes who are probably now, I think, tops competing for the Heisman now that Mateer went down, and now we got a bunch of other guys who are not performing up to snuff. Drew Aller, Arch Manning, Fernando Mendoza, Dante Moore. These are two quarterbacks who, if you haven't paid attention to, you probably want to pay attention to them tomorrow. Whoever ends up winning this game is probably going to take the lead when it comes down to the Heisman, and I get it. It's October. I know we're moving towards the middle of October, which is enough to drive me crazy in and of itself, okay? But you can have Heisman talk because we got a lot of guys who have already kind of fallen off the apple cart in that regard. There's already a bunch of teams that I'm ignoring. Hi, Penn State. I'm not paying attention to them. Botcher, what does Drew Aller do? Is he getting ready to be a backup in the NFL?
At this point, he might have to stay another year. But, oh my God. Yeah, it's not looking good.
He's third string, right? Third string NFL player.
He was projected to be at least a starter his first year, but now I think he might do a Carson Beck transfer, try to get the most money.
Oh my God.
And then try to rebuild his career.
Yeah, Carson Beck. I don't even know how people say Carson Beck Heisman. I see Carson Beck, and I also see a backup third string quarterback in the NFL. Go get this guy a Heisman? What are you talking about? Let me know if Miami wins the national championship. Let me know if Carson Beck leads the way. I doubt it. I really do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. So much to do. Of course, we're going to get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got Paul Pierce who got in trouble. And then we had a beloved sister who passed away. I'll fill you in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.